All of a sudden, things are better. I just had to believe again. Therein lies the power of positive thinking. You just have to focus on the successful outcome you'd like to achieve and then work towards it while also trusting in the buoyancy of the situation. And sooner or later, those positive thoughts should come to pass. Just last night on Wheel of Fortune, there was a woman who said 5 years ago, she put Wheel of Fortune on her dream board, a picture of her holding hands with Pat Sajak. And guess what? Last night, when she won a trip to a Divi resort in Aruba, she got to hold Pat Sajak's hands. So dreams do indeed come true. When it comes to flying high, there's two schools of thought. You can think happy thoughts, or just forget you're falling altogether. And that's where trusting in the buoyancy of the situation does come in hand. And that's what I've done. Now look at me. I've taken 2 listings in 2 days. The podcast is back. I even talked to my old business partner and in effect cleared the air. I'm feeling good, back in my stride. And on top of it all, I checked my email to see an offer for a free issue of Working Mother magazine. So I know where to turn if once again I struggle with the weight of it all. Until then, let's talk about living forever, mulch wagons, and the who? I'm Josh Thompson, and this is Almost Every Day. I forgot the format, cause I've been doormat for too long. I forgot Friday shows were meant for spinning around songs. So we'll carry on, here we go, and I will plead ignorance to the fact that I'm feeling sorry for me. Goddamn, every word that I be saying go from my hand to mouth, and I feel like I've been faded. Pull your pants up, Sam's, get on with yourself. Used to call me Crazy Josh, now you call me Mad Health. Yeah, I'm coming for you with that healthful mind, and I will remind everybody that I'm biding my time until I'm finally swinging from the chandelier. You hear? Guess what? My time, it is near. No more boyish games. I leave that for them children. I'm coming here, and my blocks, I am building them. I got amino acids steering here, so I don't need to drop that paper acid now clear. Your way and clear my calendar, I'll pencil you in. We got it, okay, back to original sin. Just dash it, I got them footprints in the sand now. I feel like I can be right here. And there's a handout from heaven, and unlike Adam, I'm doing more than lazy pointing up. Telling you, I feel that I am anointed, huh? Yep. So I was all jazzed up to do the show. I was focused, hydrated, and had listed various colors of leather from red to yellow. When there appeared a knock at my door, when I opened it, there were 2 old men in white short-sleeved shirts with ties, and therein I knew these were Jehovah's Witnesses. We started talking, and I let them know I was a practicing Christian, yet they still went into their script, and as we talked and talked, I did have to argue, no, I feel things are better now, though I am waiting for things to improve. Yes, Jesus can be here on earth, in our hearts. Just as you keep going on, I did too. And that's when the second man behind the leader gestured that we better get out of here. I think this guy's taking up too much of our time. So I won that round. The Jehovah's had to walk away from me, but not before they left me the watchtower. I love this publication, especially when it's delivered directly to my door. Anytime I get my hands on the Watchtower, I read it cover to cover because it's always certain to be filled with some sort of end-of-the-world prophecy. Guys, if you knew the world was ending, why'd you print so many magazines? Go paperless, just give me the link. But nonetheless, this issue is no exception. On the cover, there's a picture of our Milky Way galaxy above an empty road that leads to nowhere with a headline that says, "What does the future hold?" Opening the magazine, they begin to tell you that experts study global trends and make projections about the future. While many of their forecasts have come true, others have failed. Some miserably. They give an example of an agent who rejected the Beatles in 1962 because he believed that guitar playing groups were on the way out. Many turn to the supernatural for clues. Some seek advice of astrologers for hope of the future. Others consult fortune tellers or psychics. In their efforts to discern the future, some in the ancient world consult oracles, priests or priestesses, who passed on information from the gods they claim to represent. You don't say. Have those who turn to today's popular methods of predicting the future fared any better? Well, all signs point to no, But at the very end of the Watchtower, there's a different article that says you can live forever on Earth, which is a new pitch that I haven't heard before. I know that the kingdom of God is mine forever and after in heaven, but here it says that we can live forever on Earth just as was promised to Adam and Eve. They lost the prospect of living forever in paradise on Earth, according to Genesis 2:17. You see, we die because we inherited sin and death from our original parents, not because of some predetermined, unfathomable plan of God. This according to the Watchtower. You see, you can live forever on Earth. God's promise of an earthly paradise will become a reality, and this wonderful future can be yours if you take to heart Jesus' admonition. And here is probably good advice. Go in through the narrow gate, because broad is the gate and spacious is the road leading off into destruction, and many are going in through it. Whereas narrow is the gate and cramped the road leading off into life, and few are finding it. So says Matthew 7:13. So the future is your own to hold, and, well, there's actually good advice from the Jehovah's. I'm not scared of the boogeyman, but like 8th grade, I'm scared of getting noogie, man. The pants around my ankles, it might be how I feel, but to reveal myself to everyone, it heals. Yeah, I dance like no one's watching and sing. Is anybody listening in? I'm not sure, cause the phone never rings. Now that's not true, I haven't asked for calls in a while. I've just been here, I'm smiling and never a smile. I got it, well then now it's time for stacking, unpacking, telling everybody that we got. Not kinging, but jacking, joshing around. Maybe almost every day we keep on doing it. Structure relay. I hear there's a saying going around Silicon Valley that the new goal is to live long enough to live forever. The idea being that if you can just live long enough for some brilliant minds to overcome death itself, then you can indeed live for eternity here on Earth or wherever humans are going next. It's said that the first person to live to be 1,000 years old has already been born, and there's a case for this, as we've talked before. Although they're still susceptible to death by disease or attacks, lobsters can theoretically live forever because getting older does not raise their chance of dying. An enzyme known as telomerase prevents the DNA in lobster cells from being damaged as they're replicated. And this is what Silicon Valley scientists are studying, because it seems that during chromosome replication, the enzymes that duplicate DNA cannot continue their duplication all the way to the end of the chromosome, so in each duplication, the end of the chromosome is shortened, and this is what eventually causes us to die. Over time, due to cell division, the telomere ends become shorter. However, they're replenished by an enzyme, telomerase reverse transcriptase. And that, if we can unlock, is the key to everlasting life, just like the lobster. To then tie both of those tales together, when Adam and Eve slipped and the apple got bit, God clipped their cell tips. Does that mean then that the lobster is the last sin-free creature on Earth? Huh. With those ferocious claws, I would have guessed otherwise. I got 6 seconds to engage you, 6 seconds to enrage you. I only got 10 seconds, so you plugged in, yeah. No, I lost it, then it's gone. And I'm sorry that atom bomb will never get dropped into your cellulose. You feel it? Well, I'll tell you less if you get lost inside my spine. Oh, I'm nervous all the time. Can you feel it? An anxious mind, always sweating palms, and they're itching too, cause coming into money is what I am bound to do. And I'm stepping to do, but I am stepping to do what I can keep on doing. Doesn't matter what mess I can leave behind. I'm here, I got my mind at hand, and I'm ready to hand it off to anybody. Uncle Sam, you listening? I need a business partner. Please protect me all the same, and here we got it. I'm ready to play your game, and I'm pass and go, collecting my money, won't go to jail, I am just visiting, free parking will just let me set sail, avail, no loss, at all costs, we are coming in under budget. I made a good decision on my way to living forever today as I arrived to the big box hardware store to find a pickup truck parked perpendicular to the front door, all cattywampus, almost up on the curb, and I noticed on the front of the truck there was a vanity license plate that was a red rectangle with a blue X going across it, and inside the X were a bunch of white stars. And I wanted to tell the guy, hey, I really like your Dukes of Hazzard license plate, but unfortunately the truck was unattended. So I went in, I got my things, and when I was coming out, as I stepped into the crosswalk, There was the very same rust-colored Dodge 2500 with two-tone doors from an accident, I'm sure. And behind the wheel was a grizzled army veteran with a gray handlebar mustache. And instead of giving him my witty quip, I waved quickly and said, "Good day to you, sir. Thanks for stopping." And then I meandered back to my minivan. Oh my goodness gracious. I am like a kid in a candy store looking at all these new beats on YouTube from That Kid Garan. Be one of 23,000 people subscribed to That Kid Garan. And know that you've got it going on with the freshest new beats there ever will be. And I can tell you, take this from me, somebody who's been rhyming over That Kid Garan beat for quite some time, that I was listening to Spotify the other day when all of a sudden I identified a beat that I had rhymed over myself and it was some frat bro rapper and I was like, oh, is this what I sound like? Because I try to keep a demure demeanor, not necessarily dapper, and maybe some people might say that I'm fopper dandy, but I don't want to declare that I'm there, but hey, so be it. I've tried to tone it down a little bit since I got thrown out of the deep south and back down to South Florida will I remain. And they might scatter my remains or shoot flaming arrows at a boat when I pass away, but just remember to wrap me in a burial shroud before it all goes down so I can go dust to dust. That's a must that I am back to the earth, and I trust that that is heaven, my friend, and we can do it again. The National Hardware chain didn't have everything I needed, so I had to visit the local place, and I'm glad I did, because that's where I encountered the mulch wagon. As I pulled in, I noticed some man heaving bags of mulch on top of his minivan, and as I walked by, I asked him, "Hey, does this work? They don't fall off?" "No," he said, "I ain't got far to go." "Huh, well, I'll thank you next spring, because heretofore, I've just been putting those wet, soggy bags of mulch inside my van, but what am I to do but lay a blanket down or buy a pickup truck?" And then I walked inside the hardware store and the old owner was laughing, saying, "This fool's putting 20, 40-pound bags of mulch on top of his car." Well, he's right. That is 800 pounds. Probably not the best idea. But still, I said, "He's a pioneer." "Well," said another employee, "that's one way of putting it." With the weekend upon us, please remember, if you're impaired enough to think eating a Hot Pocket is a good idea, you'll never wait long enough for it to properly cool. If you're drinking, keep your hands off your pockets and don't get burned. This has been a message from the Ad Council. A lot of people play R&B during sex because it mirrors their birth control methods, rhythm and blues. Speaking of which, did you know CVS doesn't sell cigarettes anymore, but they do sell a very hard contraceptive and dildos? I had no idea. Go check it out for yourself. At CVS, we know living a healthful lifestyle is a whole body affair. That's why we now sell dildos. Come see our complete selection at your neighborhood CVS today, at the corner of Happy and Horny. I'm sure this has always been the case, but I'm finally old enough to appreciate the fact that bands and musicians have stupid names. Cage the Elephant, Tomorrow Times Together, Foals. I'm sure there was someone long ago saying, "Grand Funk Railroad, well, I'd never ride that car." I don't know. I looked at New Music Friday today and I was like, Ava Max, Taylor Parks, BB Rexha. Who are these people? Actually, I know about BB Rexha. I hear that originally her name was Anna, but they made her change it. And here's Anna Rexha with her new anti-social hit, Bye, Leave Me Alone. Bye, leave me alone. Be all on your own. Bye, leave me alone. I don't need a home. I'm just fine here by myself. No one by my side. But leave me alone. Get rid of everything in my system. I don't need anybody. I'm not gonna hoard. No, this misogynistic situation that I find myself in is not for me anymore. So I'm gonna pour everything that I ever had out. But leave me alone. Leave me alone. But leave me alone. But leave me alone. Leave me alone. But leave me alone. We recently hung up some framed photos in the hallway of our home when shortly thereafter my youngest kid looked at one of the pictures and said, "You better turn off that screen or else the battery's gonna die." And that's when I wondered, is this entire generation doomed? Are they gonna be so stuck staring at screens that they'll be numb to anything that happens in reality? It seems their only hope is the savior prophesized by the oracles known only as the Who. We can only hope that that deaf, dumb, and blind kid is here to aid us when we call. Used to be about that Ocean Pacific, maybe billing a bong, but now kids today, they want Gucci. Since when? Yo, kid, you gotta pitch in. You can't even take out the trash. Yo, I can see the ash on your elbows from leaning on that switch. Come on, you gotta flip it on. I don't wanna see you boxing in another X. Come on, you better plug it in ABC like little Mike. Well, we can't make those references. And with that, we accomplished a lot. We shared secrets of everlasting life, at least here on Earth, gave shout-outs to saviors both old and new, and did our best not to ruffle the feathers of the Confederacy. I'd say that's a thumbs-up day. I got to give an attaboy to the mulch wagon, while at the same time describing how kids are going straight to hell, handbasket not included. I appreciate you coming by, and I hope you do it again after we take a break. We'll get together for some more, almost every day. Wait, what is music all about? It's about what it makes you feel, about what it makes you reveal, about your true self and how you want it, and it makes you squeal like a pig going wee-wee all the way home. You gonna make it till you finally in that zone, or maybe you like total quiet, like you sleeping at night. You REM and knowing everybody's hurting, it's right, but you can do it all your own. The world isn't ending now, but keep on going, keep on sinning, and then say it loud, I am sorry, I am repenting, and I am setting that back to the sender, the render, not right. And you got, you know, we feel it, it is all tucked in tight. So, okay, and that is new. You got it, that's a wrap on Ramina Koo.